Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers, hosted by Tim Tarantine and Amanda Harrison.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us for From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. My name is Amanda Harrison, and I am here with my colleague and friend, Tim Tarantine, to share some of the best economic development practices going on in North America. And we're starting with Bentley Story.
Yeah, so I had the pleasure of talking with Bentley Story. Bentley has passion like no one I've ever encountered for his state. He loves the state of Arkansas. He loves economic development. He has served as both a project manager and now is the director of business development for the Arkansas Economic Development Commission. He's been in that role for just a few years now. He's done all kinds of work in the areas of telecommunications, sustainable agriculture. He's worked with power and data centers, technical support centers, and even had a great project of bringing HP to a location in the area. And so it was a pleasure of mine to talk with this passionate economic developer who obviously knows what's going to make the state of Arkansas continue to grow. And I hope you'll learn as much as I did from my conversation with him. Bentley, so happy to have you on the podcast this morning, and congratulations for being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you, Tim. It's an honor to be included with the other 49 folks and a countless number of others that probably should be on there before myself, but thank you. I'm excited.
I am super geeked to talk about the work you're doing there in Arkansas. I do want to start by letting our audience know a little bit about you. Take us back, if you will, to when you came into economic development. How did you choose this career, or are you like so many others? Did economic development find you?
You know, there are a few people that go to formal training in college to jump into the ED world, but I was not one of them. I started in state government in our Department of Finance here at the state, essentially looking at spreadsheets all day, and I did that for about a year and finally realized let's look for the next step. And I'd always heard about the Arkansas Economic Development Commission and what a great agency it was, and it was pretty fun to work there. And so one day, a project manager job opened up and decided to throw my hat in the ring and interviewed a couple of times. Let's see, that was back in 2007, so I've been here in some capacity ever since. Yeah, I really didn't know anything about the ED world until I jumped in feet first. So it's been fun, and I don't see myself ever getting out of the industry.
So you've got a background in finance and business administration. Tell us about that background and kind of how that helps your organization kind of set itself apart from other organizations. What makes Arkansas Economic Development Commission different, and your leadership applied to that should help make it unique with your business background, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a degree in financial management investments and then an MBA. You know, I think it gives me a good idea of what strategies companies are undertaking and their thought process. I worked corporate strategy in a Fortune 500 company while I was in graduate school, so that gave me even further insight. I think pretty much everyone on our team has a graduate degree in some form or fashion, either in business, in English, in public service. So that right there, I think, gives our team a leg up and allows us to look at things in a different way and get inputs from different ways of thinking. It builds diversity in our strategies and our thought processes.
Sure. So I'm really interested in the concept of teams and the teams that you leaders are building. You've already told us about their professional acumen. What's some of the other secret sauce about your team? Tell us more about the team you've built.
So, you know, everyone on the business development team is, if they're not from Arkansas, they've lived here for many years. You know, they're all extremely competent and smart individuals. And, you know, the things that they can do with the limited resources that we have is remarkable. And, you know, they do it all for the right reason. They love the state. They're talented and driven individuals that should probably be earning a lot more money than they are somewhere else. But they're all here dedicating their life's work to growing our state and, you know, making it a better place. So the drive that our team has and the background and the reasons we do what we do is pretty special.
That's amazing. Thanks for sharing about that great group of folks you have with you. So let's move now, shift to leadership. If you can think about kind of the lessons you've learned as a leader over time, what is the one lesson in leadership that
you think everybody else could learn from? What's that one experience or that one leadership kind of axiom that drives you or that you live by that could help others in the industry?
Well, you know, leadership is definitely not easy and it takes time. But I think one thing to keep in mind, and I try to keep in mind, is you have to adjust your management and leadership style based on situations and different people. You know, different people are motivated by different things and in different ways. So I think you kind of have to be ever-changing. And one thing about leadership is that the leader has to, I think, adapt and be ever-changing with the situations and the different people.
Absolutely. And as you're leading from that diverse perspective and meeting people where they are, the next natural question is, how do you define success for your team and for yourself?
I think success for me as a leader is when the team is successful. I try to lead by example. So if the team is successful, then typically everyone around them is as well. And success for our organization is about job creation. It's about creating opportunities for our Kansans, but only when it's a good deal for the state and its citizens. We have to be good stewards of what the citizens have entrusted us, the power that we have, and so we have to be very careful with those responsibilities. But as far as being successful, I think as the team is successful, so goes the organization and hopefully the state.
So with all of the pressures you have around job creation and this team of folks who's committed, what is keeping you up at night?
You know, I think it goes back to ensuring that we are being good steward of taxpayer dollar. Like I said, the public has entrusted us with great responsibility, and we have to ensure that we maintain that trust. And so sometimes that does keep me up at night, making sure that we're doing all of the right things and doing the things we should be for the citizens.
One of the common threads, Bentley, that I'm hearing from the top 50 is that in this business, you win some, but you lose a lot more. Right? All the projects
Absolutely.
We go for, you're up to bat far many more times than you come away with a home run. Talk to us, if you will, about what you've learned from some of those projects that didn't make it.
One project comes to mind, and it wasn't your typical economic development project. It was more in the tourism sector. Our state really hadn't seen anything like it before. But, you know, we probably used more resources on that project than any other, but we understood the overall impact that it would have to the state. You know, we didn't win, but the team effort that was put forth by our entire state and its public and private partners, I don't think had ever been done before. So the teamwork effort that was put into that one project, I think, has carried on. That was probably 5 years ago. And I think we've carried that on about thinking about other public and private partners that we need to utilize that have the same goal we do. So that was probably the one that sticks out in my mind the most.
The final question, Bentley, is really asking you to get out a crystal ball and look into the future. As you look into the future, what do you feel will be the most important thing for communities and economic developers to focus on? Where will we get the biggest bang for our buck?
You know, you've got incentives that can be negotiated. You've got sites that can be developed by contractors. You've got tax policy that can be handled by a legislature. But I think the most difficult thing and the most important is workforce. I mean, workforce is an ever-changing issue that can't be fixed as easily as going to the vote of the public for tax policy or having a contractor put rail to a site. Those are fairly immediate. Workforce is not that easy. You can't really snap your fingers and have a readily available workforce. So I think workforce programs have to be nimble and have to adjust to everything that surrounds it, being funding policies or the demand from the end user, the industries. But I think that is probably the most important thing that we're going to have to focus on and, quite honestly, the most difficult. So it's probably no surprise that those two go hand in hand, the difficulty and the most important. But, yeah, I would say workforce, in my mind, is probably the most important.
Well, Bentley, we celebrate with you all the great things you're doing there in the great state of Arkansas. We congratulate you on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers, and we wish you great success moving forward.
Well, thank you, Tim, so much for the honor, and I appreciate the time today, and thank you again. I'm honored to be included.
Thank you for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, where we're working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.com or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.